And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We're here every week at this time, originating from the University of Richmond at WDCE FM. And we're streamed live on the web at WDCE.org. Locally, you can catch us at 90.1 on your FM dial. And our show is recorded and will be available tomorrow at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Go there and click on Radio Shows. Tonight, we're celebrating some of the best jazz recordings of 2014, and I hope you enjoyed the first hour. And we're getting ready to start our second hour with someone that I think is just fantastic, and I have kind of discovered her in the last few months. Her name is Hillary Cole. Her last name is spelled K-O-L-E, HillaryCole.com, by the way. And she has a great way with arrangements and songs and a number of really fine albums. This is her brand new one entitled A Self-Portrait by Hillary Cole. And we'll be doing something special on her in the next few weeks, and I'll give you an advance notice on that because she has one of her albums that's just unbelievable. It's a duet album that she did with about six different piano players, including Dave Brubeck, Monty Alexander, Cedar Walton, and Hank Jones, and some others. And it is just phenomenal. I don't know how she got all of those folks to record with her, but I am telling you, it is really nice, and you will enjoy that. Okay, let's hear her. This is with her group, and it's from an album entitled A Self-Portrait by Hillary Cole. And I think you'll like this. I Remember You.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw your smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said, I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to it all, then I shall tell them I remember you. I remember you. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all, remember you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education, so important. Let's get caught up. The last three pieces that you heard, the very last one we heard was from the Chuck Israels Orchestra, from his album, A Tribute to the Music of Bill Evans, entitled Second Wind. And that was Bill Evans' piece. Bill wrote it, entitled Show Type Tune. And of course, Chuck was the bassist with Bill Evans for quite a while. Marvelous bass player, and we always look forward to seeing him at the bass conventions, which we will do this coming June. Before that, we heard a release, Keith Jarrett on piano and Charlie Hayden, the bassist, from an album entitled Last Dance. In fact, I think that was the last recording that that Charlie did, and we heard on that Everything Happens to Me. What a great bass player he was. We lost him way too soon. Before that, a real early recording from Oscar Peterson, but even though tonight's show is the best new releases of 2014, this has been digitally remastered in a three CD set, the original songbooks by the master jazz pianist, Oscar Peterson, doing Cole Porter, Duke Ellington, and Gershwin. And it's a three CD set, and it's very, very nice. It's available, not real expensive. If you go to Amazon, you can find it, of course. Each of the three discs include 24 of his recordings. The first half of each one is with his guitar player, which was Barney Kessel at the time. And then the second half of each one is with the great Ed Thigpen. And, of course, the master bassist Ray Brown is on all of it. So you may want to check that out. Well, tonight we are featuring some of the best jazz recordings of this year, 2014. And one of those is coming up right now. This is Miss Caterina Zapponi from her album Romantica. And this is Caterina singing Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust. I hope you like it.
La notte cala piano intorno a noi, come un'ombra fugge dentro me. Brillano le stelle sempre più su e io mi accorgo che non ci sei tu. Vagando nella notte solo andrai, la canzone eterna canterai. Polvere di stelle, note nel blu, ed un ricordo ormai sei tu. Scende una polvere di stelle e vedo te. Gli occhi tuoi guardano nei miei, innamorata più che mai, io mi specchio in te, nel tuo magico sorriso. Tu lasci su di me e sopra il nostro mondo un po' d'azzurro, di te, tu polvere di stelle, sei per me. attimo di vita dà.
Thank you. Charlie Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education, right here on WDCE and the Cool Jazz Set. I hope you've had fun tonight. We have another 15 minutes or so. This has been fun to get together our annual end of the year show, the best jazz recordings of the year, and so these are some of my favorites anyway, and some of yours as well because you've asked for them many different times. Let me remind you that the Cool Jazz Set is here every week at the same time, but we also record all of our shows. If you want to listen to them at your leisure at another time, go to CoolJazzSet.com and just click on Radio Shows, and there you'll have the most recent shows, and you can scroll down, and I leave them up for almost a year. I think they're like maybe 100 hours of music, so you can enjoy as much as you can stand. Let's see. We just heard a nice recording. These are all new, by the way. This was done this past year. Adam Schroeder, great baritone saxophonist, with an album entitled Adam Schroeder Let's. And it featured Anthony Wilson on guitar, John Clayton bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums. It's on the Capri record label. And Adam Schroeder has a website. It's Adam Schroeder Music. And he spells his last name S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R. And you may want to check it out. He's quite a fine player. Before that, we heard a new release from pianist Ted Rosenthal, his trio, entitled Rhapsody in Gershwin. A lot of Gershwin tunes we heard, I Loves You, Porgy. And what a nice album that is. And we open this threesome with a recent recording from Katerina Zappone, Romantica, on the Motema record label, by the way. And she was accompanied by the great guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli on that. And the pianist on that, by the way, happens to be her husband, and that's Monty Alexander. How about that? Okay, let's see. We had a request to hear another cut, if I could fit it in. I'm going to try to do that by Larry Fuller, the great pianist with his trio. And this is Clifford Brown's Dahoud. I hope you'll enjoy this. Actually, this is not Larry Fuller. This is the great Don Thompson with his trio. Don Thompson on vibraphone, Red Schweiger on guitar, and Neil Swenson on bass. Some Other Spring, the title track from his new album. Thank you. that, of course, was Dahoud and the great Larry Fuller with his trio playing Clifford Brown's classic tune. And before that, we heard the great Don Thompson and his trio, Some Other Spring, the title track of his new album, and you should check that out. Let's see. What are you doing New Year's Eve? I think Ella Fitzgerald would like to know. And so let's hear from Ella.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing? Exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in it. Doing New Year's, New Year's Eve. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's, New Year's Eve? Oh, what are you doing New
they allow you to go. there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing. From major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
And it's about time for me to say goodbye for this year, but I look forward to being with you next year. New Year's Eve is coming up, and I hope you have plans to be with someone that you love. I know I will be. I want to thank all of you for your support and listening to the Cool Jazz Set every week at this time. It's been a real pleasure, and I look forward to being with you this coming year. In fact, next Sunday, I'll be right here. And I hope that you have had a great 2014, and let me wish you the very best in the coming 2015. Thanks for listening, and take care. Happy New Year.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. Major to minor, every time.